lived in Gateshead at the time, and my mother and father, together with my mother's sister, who was a twin, and her husband, we used to come down to Cullercoats every summer for about a month. We used to rent a cottage that was in Cullercoats, and my father and my uncle used to travel. They both worked in either Newcastle or Gateshead, and used to travel to work, while the mums and the children had three boy cousins, used to stay at Cullercoats all the summer. When I was very young, 5 or 6, I think, till probably before the war, just before the war started, which we shared, and spent most of the summer on the beach at Cullercoats. Never had any bad weather, can't remember any. Never did when you were young, did you? A very keen swimmer, used to swim a lot. As I was an only child, and it was nice to have some time with company with my cousins on the beach, as we did.
Did you swim in the sea?
Oh, yes. In the sea. I've always swum in the sea.
Was it cold, or have you found it colder now? How did you travel? Did you just get the bus or walk to the sea?
The electric train, the old electric trains were running then from Newcastle. Tram car from Gateshead to Newcastle, and then the electric trains that were running then on what is now the Metro line.
Would you take a packed lunch to the beach?
No, we used to come. I don't think we ever ate on the beach. I think we used to come back up to the cottage for lunch and then back. The cottage was very near the beach, and we used to come back. If we did have lunch, I can't remember. I certainly was before the war, so I was quite young.
How did the war affect
That changed everything. Mm. Changed everyone's life completely. There were no holidays for all the years of the war. And at the end of the war, we moved from Gateshead, where we lived, to live in Wicker Bay. My father had always wanted to live at the coast, but he worked for Gateshead Council. And in the early days, if you worked for Gateshead Council, you had to live within the borough. But just after the war, there were severe housing shortages, and they had to relax the rule that you had to live in the borough. So my father immediately sold the house and moved to Wicker Bay. He'd always wanted to live at the coast. He loved the coast. So I was 13. I think at the end of the war, 13, and we moved to Wicker Bay. Yes, I immediately joined the local swimming club and continued swimming there until after my family was born, because even when I was married, we used to take the pram down on the beach and leave her sitting on the beach while I went to the sea with my husband, obviously. And of course, during the war, I forget about that.
What did you wear? Did you wear swimming costumes?
Yes, and they were very often, they were knitted and they stretched when you went off.
It changed a lot because it was very busy in those days. Do you miss how busy it is?
People obviously didn't go abroad, and so that was the ultimate, going to seaside for holidays. I mean, I know some of my friends thought I was very, very lucky, and I left back in Gateshead I was able to spend virtually a whole summer, by the sea, because some of my friends never had a holiday. I was just one of the lucky ones.
Do you miss how it has changed?
No, I don't think so. No, it didn't really affect me at all. I take my children when they were young down to the beach, the same as, the beach is always busy. I don't think that changed. But I do remember having much more what I call modern materials in the swimwear that I had when I was about 11, 12. So that would be in the early 40s, before the end of the war, probably, when some of the more modern materials were becoming available. Probably as a result of the war, I think a lot of these modern materials were developed. I used to make stuff out of parachutes. I remember making swimming caps out of old parachute material. Because it was, obviously it was air resistant, and I remember you used to be able to buy pieces of old parachute and you could make it up into garments. And I can remember making a swimming cap to keep the water out of my ears out of silvery parachute material. My mother got it from, I can remember the stuff and I remember the feel of it and the look of it, but I have no idea where it came from. It's very, very thin material, but completely sort of waterproof and airproof. And that again was a new material which had been developed.